服侍，我们要查看主的审判。
We've been looking at the final judgment of the Lord in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 11 and 15.
启示录二十章十一到十五节，我们一直查看了主最后的审判。
And we saw very clearly here.
我们在这看得很清楚。
That the Lord is saying that wiser are those that will live their lives on this earth with that day in focus.
主跟我们已经说到，在这个地上生活的时候，要把焦点放在那最后的审判。这样的人是有智慧的。我们就开始之前，我要宣布
that the National Council and College of Bishops will meet this coming Tuesday, not the other coming Tuesday, this one coming.
是这个即将来临的我们的这个星期四，我们要再度的举行这全国主教会议。
So we can be able to process most of them through.
这一来呢，我们要更具体的举实行。
You know there's a big revival here, and the number of bishops is quite big now. So many with regions, so many. So I need to process them all through.
因为我们在这有很大的复兴，就是有太多的主教了，整个主教会我们要举行很多次了。因此蒙福的人们，
我
们查看了就是即将来临的神的审判。
How the Lord is saying that every single human beingWe'll have to stand before Jesus.
主说的就是所有一切的人都要出现在主面前了。
And give a complete account of their lives and how they lived it on this earth.
并且他们在地上怎么生活的有关，所有的一切都要交代清楚。
And that's why.
这就是为什么
It's going to be very important for you to understand.
对你来说理解这一点是很重要。
What is coming ahead for the church?
这教会面前要面临的事情是什么？
And the heavens will disappear.
主说到天地都要废去了。
The heavens and the earth will disappear.
天和地都要废去。
You see, most of you are investing on the earth, but as a church, the Lord is now telling you, the church of Christ, we are given the grace.The grace has the purpose of preparing you for the blessed hope.
But
you may not focus horizontal on the earth.
看见你们大多数人都所谓的投资到地上主，可是主的恩典，你们所修道的恩典，告诉你们必须要把焦点放在即将来临的天国那
儿。
救赎的恩典就给你们，是因为你们必须要关注天国的事情。这就是为什么悔改是这样的重要。
Nobody can ever refuse repentance. You would be lost.
没有任何人拒绝悔改的，不然的话你会失去的。他是悔改呢，赐给那些尊荣的人、尊贵的人，给他们的。
That however fallen man is, if they repent.They get their way back to him. What a blessed tiding of God.
看一下无论多么堕落的人，他们一旦悔改了，都会成为这个尊贵的人了，多么蒙福的神赐给我们的机会。
And therefore, blessed people,
因此蒙福的人们，
we have been looking at the judgment of God Almighty.
我们一直查看了全能者他的最后的审判。
That matter when you are alive here on the earth.
因此你在地上活着的时候，重要的事情是什么？
How to live your life on the earth on what will matter most.
就是在地上怎么样的去生活是对的，是正确的。
Righteousness and repentance and holiness are central, supposed to be central in the life of the Christian today.
我们都理解了悔改、圣洁、公义，就是基督徒生活的中心。基督徒的生活以这个三样东西为主，我们都学到了。
But without repentance, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You are headed nowhere.
没有悔改，你不可能前往天堂去，你无法找到任何道路。
The holy feet that bring repentance to you.
就是带给你悔改的脚步是蒙福的了。
Repentance can remove you from sin and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
只有悔改从你的罪恶当中，让你从罪恶当中拯救出来，让你前往到天国去。
Look at another aspect of that judgment because we have really been at this for so long now.
我今天也要查看这个审判的另一个角度来查看这个审判，因为我们很长时间一直谈论这个审判。
Going to the rapture and going to the white glorious garment and going to the tribulation, great tribulation, second coming, millennial reign, all those.
我们就是赶快的结束这最后的审判，然后谈一下这教会的背庭，那荣耀的衣服你们必须要预备的，然后呢就灾难和大灾难，然后呢就是大灾难之后的千禧年，就千禧年之前就弥赛亚的来临，然后呢千禧年，然后呢和弥吉阶敦的这个战争，然后呢最后的审判。
That the entire Bible is full of it. There is a silver lining that touches scripture, all the way from Genesis to Revelation on the final judgment that is coming.
看一下我为什么跟你们不断的就是这么长时间花这么长时间来一直跟你们说这最后的审判，因为圣经创世到启示录观参者的内容就是这个最后的审判，这是为什么我们花了一段时间来，
就是
涉及到这最后的审判，因为这是一个核心，主来要改变你的生活的办法，就是让你们明白最后的审判。今天我们要查看一些 研究
from the Guardian newspaper,
从这 Guardian 新闻报纸那来的
one aspect of this, judgment that is coming, the final day of judgment,
就是这个最后审判有关的一个方面，我要跟你们分享一下。今天
the great white throne judgment at which the Messiah will sit, Jesus will sit there as the righteous judge,
白色大宝座的审判，就是耶稣作为公义的审判官坐在宝座上要举行的这个最后的审判。
We are trending in Kenya and also in Germany, and then we are number two globally.And we are trending in Kenya, number one. Germany and all the other countries are coming up big time. And we are number two globally. So this is just the right platform for me to share such a critical message with you.
看起现在肯亚和德国是已经占了第一位第首位潮流了，然后全世界我们就占第二位潮流，因此这个平台是 准确的正确的，我来用这个平台来传讲这个信息。我们就讲这个我们就看经文之前，我要跟你们首先分享一下这个研究，然后就科学杂志
and also one of the professors called Jeff Steele from Florida in the US, and then the Science Magazine, some few authors there.
然后美国佛罗里达州的一个教授
Jeff Steele
这个教授发表的
and then the Science Magazine.
这个科学杂志科学期刊里头的
How many words does an average human being speak per day?
他们说的就是人类一天他们大概用多少次的语言。
Just like the prophecy of the coronavirus that has devastated the entire earth until today that I gave more than 4 years ago when it was fulfilled, then researchers began to look at how many times does an average man touch his face.
正如就是我给出的，正如我给出的预言，有关冠状病毒的4年前，这个预言得以实现了。然后他们正在研究一天人们用自己的手来多少次碰着自己的脸。开始冠状病毒来了，他们就开始研究了一般人用自己的手来多少次碰着自己的眼睛，碰着自己的鼻子，碰着自己的嘴，就是这么开始研究。
How many times that does an average person touch their face in 1 hour, not 1 minute, 1 hour?
就是一个小时多少次一般人用自己的手来触碰自己的脸，他们是这么分析出来了。
The same way this kind of research was done.
他是同样的方式来，这个结果是分析出来的。
How many words does an average human being speak per day?
一天一般人就是讲多少句子，多少话语。
Men are lunatics and women are nuts.
一个男人是精神病患者，女人不是的一个这样的情况，他们分析的。
It says the following.
他说的如下。
That men speak 2,000 words per day.
男人说2000个字一天。
And it says women speak 5,000 words per day. I don't know what the criteria was. I think all these are subject to things, subject to your research module.
女人呢一天说出5000个字5000个词汇，男人是说出2000个词汇。
And also on how you have designed your research.
인ategemea mbinu ipi ya uchunguzi ambayo unatumia na jinsi ambavyo umeweza kuchukua ile sampuli yako ya utafiti.
That men speak 2000 words per day and women speak 5000 words per day.
一般男人一天说出2000个词汇, 一般女人一天说出5000个词汇.
Now look at the working class.
那同样的这个研究，他们就进行的这个现在工作的阶层，就是工作阶层跟他们进行的分析。
The working class, they found that males speak 2,000 to 3,000 words per day.
就是一般男人，就是这工作阶层，2000到3000个词汇，这个男的工作阶层的。
I agree with it at all, because if you are a preacher or you are a lecturer, probably you're going to speak more than your wife.
看一下就是
lecturers, professors, preachers, it's going to be more.
看一下我其实我不可能赞成他们的这个研究结果，因为比如说你的工作是个牧师，你的工作是个教授，那你一天你的男人一天说出的词汇比女人还多。 就是一般，就是工作阶层的一般男人说，就是一天2000到3000个词汇说出来的。
Per day, excuse me.
一天。
And females 10,000 to 20,000 per day.
女人呢是 10,000，1万到20,000词汇。
They say the source is that men are lunatics and women are not. So that's now the article.
Men are lunatics. 男人是精神病患者，女人不是这种的情况。
Out of the 20,000 or 2,000 words, whatever the figure is, out of these thousands of words, they also looked at what words are actually of value out of those many words they speak.
并且他们也研究出来了，他们说出来的这所有的话语呢，他们的价值趋向是个什么样的？他们说出来的词汇表达的。
Then the male and female, that 500 to 700 of those thousands are actually of value. And we don't even know how they were classifying value.
他们分析出来的就是他们说出来的词汇当中500到700个词汇呢，跟这个价值没有关系的。
Then I looked at other research.
然后我查看了另一个调查。
Another research found out that men speak 13,000 words per day. So this must have been another group, sample group that was sampled.
他们研究的结果呢，男人一般就是一天讲出13000个字。
And women speak 20,000 words per day.
25,000个。
That research now went ahead to say that women devote more brain power to speaking.
反正所谓的结果呢，我们可以看出，女人比男人说的多。That
women devote more brain power to speaking than men devote.
那就这样的，我们可以看出来，女人对这个祷告方面比男人强得多，因为就是这个说话能力来看，就女人比男人更有这祷告的能力。
That men, that women devote more brain power to speak than men.
因为就是男人，女人说出来的话多，就是女人。
And that women speak faster and more quickly than men.
并且女人说话的速度比男人还快。
Then that study went further and said women are trickier and cleverer than men.
就这个结果告诉我们，女人比男人更加的狡猾，更加的聪明。
Girls are more manipulative than boys.
并且这个女孩比男孩还。
And that they use more words in order to achieve that manipulativeness.
并且女人用更多的话来要达到那个目标。 另一个调查告诉我们 15,000
215 words per day. So the difference in this case was not significant.
并且另一个这个调查就是女人一天说出16000多个词汇，那这个调查结果男的女的没有什么差别。
If you take this which has no significance in difference between men and women.
因此这个调查呢，就男人和女人之间没有什么明显的差距，没有什么不同。
Then they analyzed that every 5 days, men and women, they they write, they speak words that are equivalent to 73 books per year. They say, no, sorry. When they speak like this, in the 1 year, they speak words that are equal to 73 books per year.
如果男人女人就是一般说出来的这种分量就是累积起来的话一年的话他们会写出73本书
So you have to multiply by the number of years you spend on the earth, right?
看就是一年能够写出73本书一般是这样的一个说话的分量我们开始之前丹尼里书我们开始丹尼里书
Daniel, blessed people, Daniel chapter 7
丹尼里书第七章
In view of that kind of research by mankind
就是这种对人类的调查来依据
You say words equivalent to If you were to write every word that you're saying It's equivalent to 73 books per year.
看一下你说话的，你说出来的话都写起来的话，一年能够写出73本书。
Chapter 7, verses 9 and 14.
9到14节，7章的9到14节。
Says as I looked, throne was set in place.
我观看见有宝座设立。
And the ancient of days took his seat.
上头坐着亘古常在者。
His clothing was as white as snow.
他的衣服洁白如雪。
The hair of his head was white like wool.
头发如纯净的羊毛。
His throne was flaming with fire.
宝座乃火焰。 其轮乃烈火
Verse 10 of Daniel 7 he says
10节丹尼里书第七章
The river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him
从他面前有火向河发出
Thousands attended him
侍奉他的有千千
10,000 times 10,000 stood before him
在他面前侍立的有万万
The court was seated
他坐着 要行审判案卷都展开了 然后13节
In my vision at night I looked and there before me was one like a son of man
我在夜间的异象中观看见有一位像人子的
Coming with the clouds of heaven
驾着天云而来
Approached the ancient of days
被领到亘古常在的面前 得了权柄
He was given authority
荣耀
Glory
国度
Sovereign power
使各方各国各族的人
And peoples of every language
都侍奉他
Worshipped him
都侍奉他
Dominion is an everlasting dominion.
他的权柄是永远的
that will not pass away.
不能废去
And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏
That court is seated.
看一下这个法庭是在这儿建立的 当你读到启示录
As we start off this preamble tonight,
今天这个讲道的开头,
Revelation chapter 20, 11 and
15, 20:11,
20章的11节,我们现在谈的是最后的审判, And I saw a great white throne,
我又看见一个白色的大宝座,
And him who was seated on it,
你坐在上面的,
Great because of the enormity of the authority, And power he beholds.
这个大宝座是因为这个严重性，这伟大，这个最后的。
Power to determine the destiny of anybody.
因为他有一个能力，他有主权。 他有权柄，能够决定所有人的永恒，就是永远的，就是地狱，那永远的天堂。 看一下他周围有多么的可怕。从他面前，天地都逃避，因为太可怕了。 在无可见之处了。 我又看见。
We tend to classify people the great, the small, the what. But on this case, on this day, In this case, it says, the great and small must stand before him.
Hallelujah. 我又看见死了的人 无论大小都站在宝座前
And I saw the dead, the great and the small standing before the throne.
案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。另有一卷展开就是生命册。然后他说，另有一卷展开就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的手审判。
16,615 words per day. 那就是
这样的研究结果告诉我们，如果一般人就是讲出来的这所有的话记录下来的话，就是一年写出73本书。看一下这本书就展开了在这
儿。
马太福音12章，我们就开。
In view of the gravity of that preamble I've given introduction，
看一下我在这个讲到的开头给你的这个眼中的审判，这个来。
Read with me 12:33-37。
33节。
当主这个。
33节。
Matthew 12, get there, we read together.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew 12. Reading 33-37。
33-37。
I know we have translators from all over the world.
我知道现在全世界都有翻译。
I give you 1 minute.
我要给你们一分钟。
马太十二章33到37节。I bless the church in Moscow and St. Petersburg. We have translators all over Russia.
我要祝福莫斯科和Petersburg， 在那有俄罗斯的翻译人员，就盖整个俄罗斯的 Belarus
Ukraine，
然后整个中国是很大，中国是再大了，太大了。马太福音十二章三十三到三十七节。
Make a tree good and its fruit will be good.
你们或以为树好，果子也好。
Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad.
树坏，果子也坏。
For a tree is recognized by its fruit.
因为看果子就可以知道树。34节。
You broods of vipers,
毒蛇的种类。
How can you who are evil,
你们既是恶人
say anything good,
怎么能说出好话来呢？
For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。
A good man brings good things out of the good stored in him.
善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来。
And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
Verse 36节。But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken.
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。我为什么首先跟你们读一下这个调查？现在你理解了吗？看一下一般人一天说出来这么多的话，看一下对叫对人类的一个研究。教授研究出来的
500 to 700 words actually constitute those with value that they spoke.
他们说出来的话当中只有500到700的词汇是涉及到有价值的，就是可以坦出来的话，就是值得说出来的话，只有一天。
But I tell you the truth.
我要告诉你这个真实。
Everyone will have to give account on that day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken.
看一下那个审判的日子，你们说出来的所有的显话，以句以句的都要供出来，要都要受审判。
The Lord will execute judgment on that day.
那天就是主执行审判的一个办法。
That he will judge each one according to their deeds.
就是你们所做的所有的行为，来要审判你们。
But now we are seeing that he will judge each one according to the empty words, idle words.They uttered during their stay on the earth.
并且你们所说的所有显话，就是没有任何价值的、没有意义的那些话，都要受审判。
That you have to give account, you have stand there on that day before the great white throne judgment of God and give account for every empty word you spoke, every one of them.
就是在摆设大宝座前站在那，要你讲出来的所有的显话，每一句话每一句话都要受审判的。看一下每天你说出来的神都在记录呢。看一下一年能够写出73本书的那种分量，你们每个人看一下。这就是为什么宝座那儿，为什么这个生命册，这个册子为什么要展开，这个案卷为什么要展开，因为那记录下来的。看一下看一下你一年能够写出73本书，如果你活到80岁的话，你能够写出来的书多么的多。
When God is writing every word, then He writes 73 books per year for you.
看一下你说出来的所有的话，主来都在记录呢。那你一年就是能够写出73本书。
There is just a small percentage of them that constitute actually valuable words. The rest are normally idle words, empty words, the nature of man.
看一下就是你说出来的那些话当中，就是占着非常小的分量才是有说出来的，这指的说的话，其他的所有的已经是显化。
Everyone will have to give account on that day of judgment for every empty word they ever spoke.
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子必要句句供出来。
Everyone, I said, my Bible says, everyone will give account for every word.
所有的一切人说出来的所有的一切话都要供出来。37节。
For by your word, you'll be acquitted. And by your word, you'll be condemned to hell.
因为要凭你的话定你为义，要凭你的话定你有罪。
Mighty, mighty judgment that will be.
多么可怕可怕的审判，那一天会发生的。
Another aspect of that final judgment of God.
我现在要这个审最后审判的另一个角度来也给你们介绍这个审判。
Even as the Lord writes down everything you are doing on the earth for that day of judgment.
看一下主现在记录你们每天所有的言行，我们能够知道这个事实。
We are now learning also.
我们现在也学习。
The Lord is saying,
主在这说。
He is also writing down every empty word. Every word that you are saying is writing down. The empty words is writing them down.
看一下你说出来的所有一切的闲话，主都在记录呢，在那都有记录。
But everything you are doing, you do on the earth on a daily basis, every second, every minute, God is writing.
看一下你在这所做的每分每秒所做的一切的行为，神都在记录呢。然后他说
，That every empty word that you utter, you have spoken, is being written down by the Lord. So many books.On your empty words, and you have to give account on each one of them.
看一下你说出来的闲话，那就是记录下来，就是写成很多很多本书。那本书里头所有的一句话，一句话都要供出来，都要受审判。
Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 and 20.
그때부터마태수레야15무서로18하디20
says, but the things that come out of a person's mouth come from their heart.
十八节，唯独出口的是从心里发出来的， 这才污秽人，马太十五章十八节。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄证、谤读，这都是污秽人的。听我讲，蒙福的人们，主在这说的是什么话呢？看一下，主在说的就是你不可能是永远的人类，可是
They last forever.
你作为人不可能永远活着，可是你说出来的话是永永远远的。看一下，你作为人是你会死去的。可是你自从出生这地球以来，你说出来的话不会死，永永远远的活着。
They are accumulated by God.
由神来都积累起来，是为了那最后的审判，在那准备着呢。看一下，你的话是有分量的，所有的话是都有分量的，有能力的。
He's saying this because the Pharisees had tried to, they had insulted him.
因为现在法利赛人要侮辱主耶稣。
They had spoken blasphemy.
他们说出亵渎的话。
That is why he brought it to their attention that be careful now.
这就是为什么主跟他们说你们必须要注意现在。
Every word you speak that is idle and empty and wicked, you will be held accountable to that word.
你们说出来的所有一切闲话，到了那一天都会受到审判的，你们要知道吗？你们要知道这个事实。
And it will give you good fruits.
看一下这个好树能够结出好果子。
And make a tree bad, and it will give you bad fruit.
如果树坏了，只能结出坏
and he says,
坏果子。他换言之，他说
that when a tree is a lemon tree,
看一下这本书是柠檬树。
You cannot expect it to give you ripe bananas.
你不可能像他期待着结出香蕉。当你有一个无花果树，你不可能像无花果树要求香蕉或者柠檬，是不可能的。
And he was saying,
当神说
that the words of a human being,
人类说出来的话
can literally tell you what is in their heart.
其实告诉你他里头的是什么。
that the words that people speak,
是人们所说的话
is a good image of the condition of their hearts.
就是他的心是一个好的心。因此我要问教会，你检查了你的话吗？
Have you observed the words you speak?
你观察了你说出来的话吗？我们听到只有
a fraction of the words that an average human being speaks per day.
看一下一天一般人说出来的话
a small fraction,
只有小部分
words of value,
才是有价值的。这个调查的一个结果就是一般人一天说出来的话当中
That must be accounted for that day.
只有很小的分量才是有价值的，那其他很多说出来的话都是显化。这个
Today you find that Christians are actually outrightly evil.
并且我们可以知道基督徒是很多邪恶的人，很多邪恶的那些基督徒。
You and me, let's go and do this to hurt so and so.
可是他们总是说我们一起去做这样那样的事情。
He's saying those words will be accounted.
看一下你们说出来的一切话，到了那一天，最后的审判那天会受审判的。因为你说出来的话，按照你的话来受审判，就是按照你所说的话来根据，你会下到地狱去。
Of this generation to understand what is coming ahead of you and change your lives here now.
看一下对你们来说这多么强大的警告，即将你们要面临的是多么可怕的审判，必须要改变你在地上的生活。
And he's saying that your words are quite a good reflection, a good picture of what's going on inside your heart.
但是并且你说出来的话是一个能够知道你的心里有什么这个非常好的一个因为这个话是有能力力量。 创世纪第一章
The power of words
话语的力量 创世纪第一章第一节 话是有力量的
God created the heaven and the earth
起初神创造天地
Now the earth was formless and empty The darkness was over the surface of the deep And the spirit of the Lord was hovering over the waters.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
And
God said,
神说,
Let there be light.
要有光。
Look at the power of words.
看一下这个话是有力量的。 神说了话,
And light came into being.
就有了光。
Verse 6, God said,
第六节神说,
Let there be a vault between the water to separate water from water.
水之间要有空气将水分为上下。
And God said,
第九节神说,
Verse 11, God said,
11节神说,
14, God said,
14节神说,
Power of words.
话语是有力量的。
God says,
神说话了。
And it came into being.
然后得以成真，得以实现了。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
Okay, 就过kitabu,
Mark 4, chapter 4, verse 9. 九节.
Look at Mark 4, 9 or 39. I don't know which it is. Let's see which it is.
Mark 4, 9章第四节.
4, 9 it says.
四章九节.
And then 39 it says.
39,
it's not 4. It's not 9. It says, Jesus got up and rebuked the wind.
耶稣向海说住了吧静了吧风就止住大大的平静了话是有力量的你知道吗
You may live and die, but your words live on forever. Everything you said on this earth accumulated to the day of judgment.
你在地上活着，可是你总有一天会死的。可是你说出来的话是永远留在那本书上，你们也不知道吧？这可怕的事实。
Especially the word you spoke about the Lord and His mission on this earth, they'll be used to hold you to account on that day. It will determine whether you're going to heaven or hell.
尤其是你向主说的话，尤其是有关事工，你说出来的话是永远留在神那边，是要决定你的永恒。
Isaiah 55 verse 11.
55 verse 11.
Isaiah 55 11.
55 11.
The power of the words of God.
神说出来的话是有力量的。55章11节, 以赛亚。
Says the Lord.
我口所出的话也必如此。
It will not return to me empty.
绝不突然返回。
Accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
Are you aware that you will be held to account for the words you speak while you are on this earth?
你知道吗？你在地上所说出来的话，作为根据决定你的永恒。 看一下，现今的基督徒多么喜欢说闲话。
Will use all that gossip you have spoken on the earth to check out whether to acquit you or to condemn you to hell.
看一下你们说出来的所有的显化，主来检查都要记录一下，然后在那最后的那一天要决定，把你是否把你要下到地上，那说闲话的基督徒，看一下那些白色的假话，就善意的谎言。
They gossip about things.
他们就是随便说出来那些闲话。
I have read the following. They gossip.
他们就在那说闲话。
Today the Christians gossip openly.
看一下今天基督徒说闲话说得很。
They lie and they call it the white lies.
并且他们很会说出善意的谎言。
But based on that,
就是按照这个来标准。
You are either condemned or acquitted.
你就是只能下到地狱去了。看一下你说出来的所有的一切话，由神来一个一个的都在那积累起来，都在记录呢，你知道吗？
Why God has been writing for me in the sky all throughout that you see on your screen.
那你现在明白了吧？主为什么在天空为我写了那么多的字？
The writings of God in the sky.
神的书写在天空。
And then he said, he wrote across them in English, he said, the judgment of God coming.
并且神用英文跟我写出来，神的审判要来了。
Look at how the Lord writes, we caught on video.He writes from all directions and they come together and complete. From all directions.
看一下我们怎么样用摄影头来拍摄下来了。
Writing of God, the way God wrote the stone tablets on the mountain Mount Sinai, this generation has been privileged because of the two prophets.
看一下这一代多么蒙福了，因为这有两位先知，你们看到了神在天空中亲自写下来的这么书写。因为主亲自写的只是等史诫那石板上的在西乃山那儿。可是你们现在有着天上写出来的神的书写，这是从神而来的。看一下父神是怎么写的。
A privilege, a preserve of the prophets of God and God Himself.
这是一个很大的特权对你们来说，这也是一个父神和这两位先知之间要保存的一个秘密，这背题进了。
Every meeting I go to,
我参加的所有的聚会。
Then the Lord speaks to me in the dream at night that tomorrow you write for me in the sky.
主在梦中已经跟我说，你明天参加这个聚会，我在天空中会这么书写的。主提前就告诉我。
Writings come from all directions.
看一下这个书写怎么样从四面八方而来构成。看一下主在记录你们每分每秒每个时间每个星期每天每年你们一生说出来的一切话。看一下基督徒今天多么的会容易说出来那些咒诅的话，咒诅的话。
Are you aware that God is writing them down?
你知道吗？神一个一个都在那记录着。最终主抓到了你们这一代，这是多么的强大，给你们的一个警告。看一下这两位强大的主的先知。
Then you have seen with your naked, filthy eyes, the sinful eyes, you are able to see the handwritings of God.
看一下你们。看一下你们用你们的肉眼来，就充满罪恶的肉，你们的肉眼来能够看到神在天空中书写的。
And then in the night he writes, he shows the entire writing covering the whole sky.
是有时候主让我在梦中看到整个天空满满的都由主来亲自写字。
Covering the entire sky.
遮盖了整个天空。
Read across them bold big letters.
有时候呢，用英文的大字来写出来很多很多的字。
The judgment of God.
这是神的审判，他写出来的。神的审判。
Our God is a writing God.
我们的神是书写的神。
He writes down everything you do every day.
他记录你每天所做的一切的事情。
All the things you do, everything you do every day.
你每天所做的所有一切的事情都有神来记录着。
You say every day.
并且你每天说出来的每一句话有神来都在记录着。我们的神是书写的神。
If you want to talk about the stripes of the prophet speaking with you, I have commanded heaven to open if all the way up to Lima, Peru.
看一下如果你愿意知道这两位先知身上，主放在我这两位先知身上的恩膏，你看一下这利马秘鲁。在那发生的事情是什么？ 如果你不拒绝相信我说的话，你只能下地狱去了。你必须要避开你显那些显化，不要，不然的话你会受审判。你必须要出现在他面前，看一下一年写出73本书。你们看一下，看一下活出70年，活能够活出80年，那看一下就是一年73本书，那活出80岁。看一下每一页写出来的都是一个显化，那每一个字都是你要受审判的根据。主来一个字的要，因此不让任何人把你拉到，就是我们一起去在那里做一个正对神的事情吧，不要参加那些显化。
Those are the ones that will carry the greatest sentence.
看一下那些显化，就是最后的审判那天要带给你眼中的后果。
And you can tell the Lord that you see so and so is the one who told me let's do such an evil thing against Jesus and his mission.
看一下就是有些人就是跟我说，我们就一起去做那些针对主的事情，针对这事工的事情，我们一起去做这些吧。不，你们要拒绝。
Every idle word, empty word they ever spoke in this life.
看一下每一个人在这地上活着的时候说出来的每一句闲话都要受审判了。
The book of James, chapter 3, I'm reading 3 to 12.
James 3.
He says, when we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us,
我们若把脚环放在马嘴里叫它顺服，
we can turn the whole animal.
就能调动他的全身。看哪船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵。
Where the pilot wants to go.
就随着掌舵的意思转动。
Wherever the pilot wants to go.
掌舵的意思转动。
Verse 5, James chapter
3. 雅各书三章第五节。
Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body.
这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
The tongue is also a fire.
舌头就是火。
The world of evil among the parts of the body.
在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身。
And sets the whole body on course of one's life on fire.
也能把生命的轮子点起来。
And is itself set on fire by hell.
并且是从地狱里点着的。现在谈的是这个舌头。舌头是多么的致命性的。
Human beings, the way they operate, they are speaking words throughout.Empty words on immorality, on lies, on laughter, on jokes and what. He said, be careful now. Everything is being written down.
看一下通过你的舌头，你的口中说出来的那些显化，那些玩笑的，就是那些显化，所有的一切话。看一下基督徒也参加到那些邪恶的玩笑当中。
9, 9节。
With
the tongue we praise our Lord.
我们用舌头颂赞那位主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。我们用舌头颂赞那位主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。看一下同样的舌头用来咒诅那照着神形象被造的人，颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来。我的弟兄们呢，这是不应当的。
Can both fresh water and salty water flow from the same spring?
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。主警告这一代即将来临的审判。
Arrests everybody. This one catches everybody on the earth. This one here, even the little children.
看谁这个审判能够抓住这地上所谓一切的人类，包括那些小小的孩子。John chapter 15. John chapter 15.
Look at what it says in the book of Job. Job chapter 15, blessed people.
约伯十五章。
The way God is coming to judge.
约伯记十五章，主来要审判你们了。
What a judgment that day will be.
那天的审判会是个什么样的？
To process one human being.
看一下一个人能够写出来那么多本书。
Job chapter 15 verse 60 says,
六十节。
It says, your own mouth condemns you.
十
六。
Not mine.
何况那污秽可憎
on that final day of judgment,
那最后审判的那一天
your own mouth,
你自己的口
will judge you on that day,
会说审判的那一天
will testify against you,
你说出来的话会
look at the book of Proverbs chapter 10
Proverbs chapter 10 Proverbs chapter 10
Proverbs chapter 10, blessed people.
Proverbs chapter 10, 箴言十章十一节神说
The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life.
义人的口是生命的泉源
The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life.
义人的口是生命的泉源
But the mouth of the wicked conceals violence.
强暴蒙蔽恶人的口
The Lord is warning about the power of the tongue in reflecting the reservoir in the heart.
主警告这口这舌头的力量是多么的致命性多么的严重
17:9 says the heart is deceitful above all things.
人心比万物都诡诈
and beyond cure.
快到极处
Who can understand it?
谁能识透呢十节
I, the Lord, search the heart.
我耶和华是鉴察人心试验人肺腑的要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他主说你作为基督徒说出来的话会用来审判你
words, just be specific according to the word idle empty words that you are engaged in
你说出来的你介入的那些显话那些邪恶的话作为基督徒你说出来的会把你下到那个火地狱的火湖里你知道这个事实吗你知道这个事实吗这样的话你今天必须要改变看一下今天你们必须要改变我今天告诉你应该要做什么因为你一年能够写出73本书你只能下地狱去了
From your words alone the idle words you're writing 73 books a year
就是你说出来的那些显话一年73本书光
From wicked words
你说出来的邪恶的话你邪恶的话
God is writing 73 books a year for you alone
看一下主为了你一个人一年写出73本书那第我们多么的要注意多么的要小心从今晚开始你们必须要管你自己的舌头必须要管你自己的口从今晚开始
The book of Matthew chapter 13.
马太十三章
Verse 15 it says.
十五节神说
For this people's hearts have become calloused.
因为这百姓有蒙了心
They hardly hear with their ears.
耳朵发沉
Is that true with the nation of United States and Kenya and Uganda, Zambia, South Africa, wherever?
看一下这不是一个美国南美洲就是那些人就是我很多整个世界看一下一直到我说出来的冠状病毒来击打整个世界是因为整个世界你们随的一切人就是有蒙了心耳朵发沉以色列的神我侍奉的那位是审判罪的他那一天会审判罪的这他在这说
Matthew 13:15 has become calloused.
因为这百姓有蒙了心
they hardly hear with their ears,
耳朵发沉
and they have closed their eyes,
眼睛闭着
otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and I would heal them.
恐怕眼睛看见耳朵听见心里明白回转过来我就医治他们
Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 9.
Ecclesiastes 传道书 chapter 9. 第三节
This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun.
在日光之下所行的一切事上有一件祸患就是众人所遭遇的都是一样。
The hearts of people, moreover, are full of evil and there is a madness in their hearts while they live.
并且世人的心充满了恶活着的时候心里狂妄后来就归死人那里去了主说
based on the words you speak, he can tell the condition of your heart.
主按照你说出来的话来判定你的心主说
that he can tell the condition of the hearts of men.
他能够知道人的心人的心的状态就是按照他们说出来的话他们说出来的那些恶
看一
下如果有一个人总是为主而战那这样的话他说出来的话是充满圣洁充满公义充满神的
somebody, I said somebody, please just talk quickly.
如果有一个人就是总是为主而战的话
Every time he speaks, he's rebuking sin. Every time he speaks, he's talking about serving Jesus. Every time he's fighting for the cause of the gospel. Then you can tell that the heart of that person is glorious, full of the gospel, full of God, full of Jesus, full of the agenda of God, holiness, righteousness. That's why they're fighting evil. You can tell the condition of the heart from how they speak, what they speak.
他每次说的一切话就是斥责罪然后追求圣洁追求公义他就是每一次为主而战那这样的话他说出来的每一句话就是要建立神的国
And it says here in the book of Matthew chapter 7, I'm reading 19:20. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Look at that.
凡不结好果子的树就啃下来丢在火里马太七章十九节
full of evil, and they are always talking about and scheming and planning how to hurt the agenda of God hurt the mission of God hurt Jesus hurt the gospel hurt salvation he says cut down and thrown to hell these words of mine are red they are the words of Jesus it will happen
看一下每一次他说出来的话就是伤害主的事工伤害主的事情反对主的事情他们总是计划怎么样破坏主的事工怎么样反对怎么样抵挡主的事工他们只能被啃下来丢在火里
Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
That a good tree can only produce good fruits.
看一下好树只能结出好果子。
A heart that is holy can only produce holiness.
如果你的心是圣洁的，你只能结出圣洁的果子，你只能为主而战争，你只能为主而奋斗。
A heart that is full of wickedness will always just spew wickedness and agree with the world. Cannot fight it.
看一下，如果你的心是充满邪恶的，你说出来的一切话是邪恶的，你只能站在世界这一边了。
And will agree with this world, cannot fight it.
并且统一这个世界，不可能为主而奋斗。
The Lord is saying, He will judge your words.
主说，主要审判你说出来的话。罗马书第十章。
That he will judge your hearts, the hearts of men.
换言之，主要审判的其实你的心，要审判人的心。
Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10.
9 and 10, 9到10节。
If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
How mighty are words that come from the tongue?
看是从口中出来的话是多么的强大。
Because he says,
因为他说
that if you declare with your tongue your mouth,
如果你宣布通过你的口来说说宣布耶稣是主，你是重生了，你口说出来的话是有力量的。十节神说，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认，就可以得救，口里承认就可以得救。
Have you seen the power of the tongue?
你看过口的力量吗？看一下你口中说出来的话怎么样？
That when you profess and confess with your tongue, you're born again.
怎么样掌管一切？你说出来的话，你告白的话，就是涉及到你的救赎，因为这是从你心里说出来的。
Proverbs chapter 18.
Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18.
Proverbs 18.
箴言十八章。
Blessed people,
蒙福的人们。
The book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21.
21, 21节。
Says the following.
他说的如下。
Proverbs 18:21.
十八章的二十一节。
The tongue has the power of life and death. Yes, it does.
看一下，决定你生死的力量就在你口中，生死在舌头的权下。如果你继续的说出那些邪恶的话，那些闲话，到了那天只能下到地狱去了。
Always fighting the servants of God with your tongue.You can be sure that on that day, you have a passport to hell direct.
看一下，如果你总是反对主，总是反对神，总是反对事工，总是反对教会，总是反对这个福音，总是抵挡主的事工，拒绝福音，拒绝主荣耀的使者，那这样的那天你只能哈利路亚，这样的人只能下到地狱去了，哈利路亚，我们那天会得生的，哈利路亚，除非你悔改。看一下你怎么可能从中得救呢？今晚这不难，这不容易。看一下生与死在你的舌头的权下，你必须要说出圣洁的话，吃着罪，这才是表明你心中的圣洁。
The power, he said, the tongue has the power of life and death.
生死在舌头的权下。
And those who love it eat its fruit.
喜爱它的必吃它所结的果子。
The Lord is emphasizing on the judgment that is coming upon the tongue.
主现在强调即将来的审判，就是关系到你说出来的话。
16,
路加福音
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
The parable of Lazarus and the rich man.
拉撒路和财主的比喻。
But Jesus himself gave.
耶稣自己给出的。
And then he says.
给予的，他说了。
He says here verse 23.
23节。
The beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side.
后来呢讨饭的死了被天使带去放亚伯拉罕的怀里财主也死了并且埋葬了23节马太福音路加福音16章他在阴间要痛苦举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕又望见拉撒路在他怀里就喊着说就我主亚伯拉罕呢可怜我吧打发拉撒路来用指头尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦他现在说的是那个舌头凉凉我的舌头神要来审判舌头了那些说出显化的就是这个舌头看一下基督徒的救赎来要控制的就是舌头主耶稣来要控制的要掌管的就是基督徒的舌头因此作为基督徒你必须要控制你的舌头如果你控制不住你的舌头你只能下到地狱去了那永远的火湖来燃烧着你因为舌头不是玩笑舌头能够把你的整个身体拉到地狱去在那要受痛苦了因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦 Proverbs 18看先生不断地说出必须要控制你的舌头如果你是重生的你必须要控制你的舌头因为舌头是致命的致命性的看一下我给你这个科学研究的结果看一下一般人一天说出69000多个词汇一天一般人
I hope he's speaking those words throughout preaching on radio preaching where but God will judge every word
我真的希望你一天说出来的话都是个传道传福音的可是主要在教会里就是
on radio then he can make up good words out of that pool
看一下如果你早晨中午那晚上通过电台你说出来的一切话都是一个传福音的那就你是一个站在神这边你知道吗神要审判你说出来的一切话你在推特里写着的一切话你在脸书写出来的所有的话如果所有的这个社交媒体里头写出来的所有一切话主要来审判因为这所有的一切话都是主来看着看一下你是为了侍奉主的借口来写出很多很多的闲话因为你说出来的是如果不是为主而战奔斗的话就是一年写出来的73本书都是要受审判的根据看一下有个人有可能是一年100本书那只能下地狱去了看一下有些人是比这个还多是上百本书
And every time you get online, Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, every time you get there,
LINE,
Every time you go into those platforms,
那些 Line,
God is busy writing down.
Line, Instagram, 那所有的 社交媒体, 那里头 你 繁忙地写着, 主都在记录呢。可是如果你为主在那推特里写出为主而奋斗的话，那是多么蒙福的呢！哈利路亚。If
you are using it to advance the gospel,
如果你用这些话来
to let people know that the two prophets promised in Malachi have arrived, they have already commanded heaven to open. They have called down the cloud. God has beamed on them. Rain of the Holy Spirit, Lima, Peru. They have raised cripples, the blind. They are preaching repentance, holiness. They have seen the coming of the Messiah. They have seen the eternal state, the new Jerusalem. Hi, how beautiful are your 73 books? Hallelujah!
如果你用你说出来的一切话来要见证这两位先知，那两位先知是 主来差遣的马拉基的先知，主显现在差遣了他的使者。 产子都站起来了，从内罗比站起来了。
Then you have so many 73, 100 books of good words. The God of heaven will just look at those words and say, please welcome to the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of time.
持续不断地传出这两位先知的事工，就是要预备弥赛亚来临的这幕后的事工，那就你写出来的73本书是都 把荣耀归给主的。 看一下现在占世界第一位潮流的这个平台是多么美丽，就是为主占这个平台来为主奋斗的。
Hivyo basi, kama uko kwa Twitter na unatumia hayo maneno kwenye Twitter ama mtandao yote ile, ili kwamba kuambia mataifa ya ulimwengu, ya kwamba manabii, mashahidi wa kitabu cha Ufunuo 11, wamefika na kuambia ya kwamba Masihi anakuja.
That they are raising the cripples now.
现在他们把残疾人站起来,
paralytics are carrying jerrycans of water.
看一下躺环的在那耕地,
Now up and going. 看一下，就是死人复活。看一下，全世界面前向天命令了，天打开，雨水降下来了。神的命运。
他呼召下来，神的命运就是降下来造访了他，曾经造访旷野的神的七天律云。如果你就是持续不断地传出神的 话语，通过你的推特，通过你所有的社交媒体来，我们神是公平的，我们神是公正的，我们神是公义的神。
Hallelujah! And it says here in the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章.
Are you aware?
以弗所书第四章.
Every word you spoke, you ever spoke while you're alive on this earth, God is writing books.
你在地,
down every word you speak.
你在地上所说的一切话.
And you pick your phone, you want to call a secret girlfriend, and you have seen a missed call, and your wife is asleep, you go to the bathroom, the Lord will say, Allah, he has woken up, let me listen. Oh, he's saying, he starts writing, I'll write, I'm going to write those words. The Lord is writing.
你在地上所出来的一切话，神都在记录着。你凌晨两点起来，就给你命令的女朋友发短信，神都在记录着。 看一下那个有一个基督徒男的，就是凌晨站起来，
and you see someone say, please call me.
就是看到有一个人就跟你说给我打电话， 那就你去到这个厕所里。 如果你的妻子醒过来，他能够听见呢。 看一下，如果你是医生，你就跟你的妻子说，那是我的护士，他要紧急的事情跟我要说。看一下，你现在说谎的，神在都记录着。
God is still awake.
看一下你凌晨两分钟醒过来了吗？神一直看着你。
神不会睡觉。
或者你刚开始这个打开社交媒体开始发短信，神已经看着你在那记录呢。
He says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
污秽的言语一句不可出口。
But only what is helpful for building others up, building others up according to their needs.
只要所是说造就人的好话。
That it may benefit those who listen.
叫听见的人得益处。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Meaning, do not speak blasphemy with your tongue.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，换言之，不要让圣灵担忧。
Ephesians 5:3-6.
5:3.
But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality.
五章三节，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，连提都不可。方和圣徒的体统，淫词、妄语和嬉笑的话
But rather thanksgiving.
都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
You can be sure.
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无分的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
Let no one deceive you with empty words.
不要被人虚浮的话欺哄。
For because of such things, God's wrath is coming on those who are disobedient.
因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Are you aware that God is writing now, writing down and now every single word you are speaking?
看下你们知道吗？主现在记录每个人说出来的每一句闲话。
You find many preachers when they are preaching today, they put in some coarse jokes of immorality.
看下就是很多的牧师，他们讲道的时候，讲道里头甚至说出那些玩笑。
Easy writing down.
现在那就是忙的在记录呢。
Beautiful if you are a preacher and most of your words are rebuking sin, are calling for repentance, calling for holiness, calling for righteousness. Hallelujah.
如果你是牧师，在那总是说的是吃着罪，要求悔改，说出圣洁，说出公义的话，这是多么转离罪这样的斥责的话，这是多么美丽的哈利路亚。
Say, be careful.
要小心。
Are you aware that God will judge every scheme, some of the words before you bring out, He has written it down?
你知道吗？神要记录所有一切的意图，甚至说出来之前的你心里的意图都要记录，都会记录。
Saying some of your words before even you say them, God will be able to write them down.
看一下一些话，你。
Your tongue, He has already heard them.
看一下你有些话呢，你说出来之前，说出口之前，主已经在那看到你的意图，然后就是记录着多么可怕的神。
Before you even say any word, don't reduce my volume. Before you reduce, before hallelujah, before you say hallelujah, before any word comes to your tongue, he says.God has already known it and written it down.
看一下，你说出口，说把这句话说出口之前，主已经在那记录。
Proverbs chapter
15.
Verse 4, he says the following.
四节，箴言十五章四节。温良的舌是生命树。
Just open the scripture and read from your book. The soothing tongue is a tree of life. The book of Proverbs 15 verse 4.
箴言十五章四节。
Anasema kwamba ulimi uleta uponyaji ni mti wa uzima.
He says, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit.
乖谬的嘴使人心碎。 你是个什么样的舌呢？你是个什么样的嘴，蒙福的人们？彼得前书，彼得前书第三章
verses 10 and 11
10 到11节，他说的如下，因为经上说，人若爱生命，不愿想美福，不愿想美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
You want to win here some bonga points. You want to get some credit from people listening to you to think highly about you. Wow, that guy speaks good conversations.
看一下如果你愿意得着人的称赞，人的认可，你会说出一些话，可是你说出来的话虽然能够得着人的称赞，可是你只能会下到地狱去。因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。看一下主怎么的要求你来控制你的舌头，看一下可怕的一个巨大的控制。以弗所书四章24-25节，他说的如下，
And to put on a new self created to look like God in true righteousness and holiness.
以弗所书四章
Each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着圣神的形象，造的有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。看一下，必须要说出真话，要弃绝谎言，
因为
你说出来的一切话要与邻舍说实话，那天都要说出。
119篇 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 Then your words in my heart,
我将你的话藏在心里
I might not sin against you.
免得我得罪你
Praise be to you, Lord,
耶和华
Teach me your decrees.
你是应当称颂的
my lips I recount,
求你将你的律例教训我
With my lips I recount,
求你将你的律例教训我
All the laws that come from your mouth.
你用嘴唇传扬你口中一切典章我喜悦你的法度如同喜悦一切的财物我要默想你的训词看重你的道路我要在你的律例中自乐我不忘记你的话看一下人的舌头人的嘴看一下现在主来数算着这就是主神为了主神而被使用不是
He says the following. He said, their throats are open graves.
他们的喉咙是避开的坟墓。
Their throats are open graves.
他们的喉咙是避开的坟墓。
Their tongues practice deceit.
他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒。
Why does he say you broods of vipers?
为什么神说你是舌头蛇毁舌的毒气？神怎么会说出？
Because number one, vipers are snakes that normally hide on the sand.
kwa sababu jambo la kwanza wale nyoka wenye sumu ni nyoka
mbili. 因为这个蛇的头一般这个土地高
but it's there but it's like the sand you cannot see it. It's timing its victims from there to bite.
看一下你一般这个沙子上面走你无法看到那有一个蛇因为蛇的头一般是敞着的然后你无法没有意识到的时候它就要咬住你然后并且它的毒是非常的致命性的它能够杀掉你当你当蛇咬住你你会死的看一下法利赛人拉着很多人来要一起犯罪现在教会里
they look like they're right Christians they speak the right words they pray using the words of the Bible but when you go there they entrap you into coarse jokes into things that will land you into hell
看一下看来他们是都看他们做的都是对的他们说的话都是个圣经里头的话可是你跟你参加他们所做的事情你的下场只能下地狱去了
23:15
What do you teachers of the law and the Pharisees
你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了因为你们走遍洋海陆地勾引一个人入教
And when you have succeeded,
进入了教
you make them twice as much a child of hell as you are. Did you see the entrapment of the vipers I talked about?
却使他做地狱之子比你们还加倍。你现在知道了吗？蛇。
Kitabu cha Mathayo 7:17-19.
He says the following.
Anasema yafuatayo.
He says, likewise, every good tree bears good fruit.
所有的好树都能够结出好果子。
Again, likewise, every tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
可是坏树只能结坏果子。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
看一下，好树不可能结坏果子。
Cannot bear good fruit.
坏树不可能结好果子。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the hell fire.The lake of fire.
没有结出好果子的树都要被啃掉下到地狱去了。
The book of Galatians,
加拉太书
5:19-21. His warning that he will judge the tongue.
他现在警告要惩罚你的舌头因为你的舌头反映出来的就是你的心你内心的状态
But a holy heart cannot be speaking wicked words words meant to enhance sin and wickedness promote sin
看一下圣洁的心无法促进那邪恶的事情
The book of Galatians chapter 19:21
Kitabu cha Wagalatia
Chapter 5:19-21 please
Kitabu cha Wagalatia sura ya 5:19-21
The acts of the flesh are obvious
行为的事都是显而易见的就如奸淫污秽邪荡拜偶像邪术仇恨争竞记恨恼怒结党纷争异端嫉妒醉酒荒宴等类我从前告诉你们现在又告诉你们行这样事的人必不能承受神的国因此这一切事情都从心中而来那就他们说出来的话如果你没有悔改要成为圣洁的话看一下你说出来的话总是这些了你说出来的话是有力量的说出来的话是有力量的看一下我说出来的预言把这冠状病毒带过来了
I spoke words and the Haiti earthquake took place.
可是我说出来的话, 这海地地震发生了,
there was nothing going on. But when I spoke, the earthquake demolished the country.
看下我一说出来这个宣布了预言, 那就地震来要毁灭了整个国家。
I spoke words and Chile was struck with 8.8 earthquake that tilted the earth.
我说出来的话, 地震就是击打智利的地震, 强度达到8.8。
And Mexico struck Japan, Nepal.
我说出来的话, 击打了尼泊, 日本, 墨西哥的地震。
You're saying the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书，哥罗西书，哥罗西书。Colossians chapter 4.
Turn with me to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书的第四章。
Verse 6, it says the following. Let your conversation be always full of grace.
你们的言语要常常带着和气,
seasoned with salt.
好像用盐调和,
so that you may know how to answer everyone.
就可知道该怎样回答个人。
The Lord emphasizing on controlling your tongue as a Christian.
主现在强调, 并且要训练, 你作为基督徒, 怎么样的要控制你的舌头。
Colossians 3:16. He says the following. Says Colossians 3:16. Let the message of Christ dwell among you.
当用各样的智慧, 把基督的道理, 丰丰满满地存在心里。
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly.
丰丰满满的, 丰丰富富的, 存在心里,
one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
用诗章颂词灵歌彼此教导互相劝诫心, 被恩歌颂神,
that the tongue of the believer, the born again Christian,
恩感歌颂神的崇圣的基督徒, 必须要称颂圣灵, 要传讲悔改, 传讲公义和圣洁, 传讲离开罪恶, 然后要斥责罪, 要斥责罪。 看一下当你斥责罪的时候, 这对你的舌头是应当的。 因为你现在纠正罪, 这是你圣洁的心发出来的。 马太福音,
again we are repeating chapter 12 verse 34 now.
12:34.
Matthew 12:34, he says.
12:34.
You broods of vipers.
毒蛇的种类.
Can you who are evil say anything good?
你们既是恶人, 怎能说出好话来?
Speaks what the heart is full of.
因为心里所充满的, 口里就说出来.
Then verse 36.
36:36.
I tell you,
我又告诉你们,
that everyone will have to give account on that day of judgment.
凡人所说的显化, 当审判的日子, 必要聚集供出来。
Every evil word they have spoken.
你说出来的一些邪恶的话, 显化。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says verse 17.
17.
Of the same Matthew.
马太福音, chapter 12:17.
It says,
他说,
this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话。
Some of you will continue in your way because you are to fulfill prophecy.
你们当中有些人,
but those of you that love the Lord,
那些爱主的人,
he's saying you'll quickly turn to the Lord.
你是马上要向主转神, 因为你是爱主的。
He's saying those of you that love the Lord,
那些爱主的人,
you'll fight for the Lord.
你会为主而奔斗的。
You always speak to fight for Yahweh.
你总是要为亚威奔斗。
Use your tongue to fight for the Lord.
你的舌头必须要为 亚威尔奔斗, 多么强大的事情。
141 verse 3. To you the Christian believer.
141.
Set a guard over my mouth, Lord.
43.
And keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let me be drawn into what is evil. so that I take part in wicked deeds.
因为我呀，求你禁止我的口，把手，我的嘴。
求你不叫我的心偏向邪恶，以致我和罪孽的人同行恶事，也不叫我吃他们的美食。When so many books would be written according to one person,
看下一个人能够写出这么多本书,
according to the wicked words, the empty words, the idle words you have been speaking all your life.
你的一生说出来的所有的闲话，没有任何价值、没有任何意义的那些话，没有任何价值的话。 看一下每一年你写出来的73本书，这些写没有意义的话，就是每一页都翻页都能够看得出来的，满满的。
Before the great white throne and account for every word within every page, you will go word for word.
并且你要出现在那白色大宝座前，每一页满满的显化都要供出来，都要受到审判。
But your words,
你的话要决定你，你的话就要定罪你。
How much you'll hate your tongue that day?
你的话就把你定罪，你说出来的话是多么可怕。The
tongue is the same one that we entertain every day by eating cuisines, drinking sweet juices, sweet drinks, and eating fat portions. Ah, I love the fish. The tongue is the one being entertained every day. That's why it does not like fasting.
看一下你的舌头，每天吃那么多的美食，这个鱼烤得正好，太好吃了，这个饮料太好喝了，每天享受的你的舌头就是不喜欢进食，你们必须要控制你的舌头。
By your word, you'll be acquitted.
因为你说出来的话要决定你。 按照你说出来的话，神说，
you will be condemned to hell.
你会受咒诅下到地狱去。这是为什么重生的悔改的？
This is what he says.
这就是神说的话。
For those born again,
那些重生的，
and repented,
悔改的。
It says the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
Chapter 8 verse 1. Chapter 8 verse 1.
Those who love repentance and holiness and righteousness.
那些爱悔改、爱圣洁、爱公义的。
I'm not talking about Christians. When you rebuke, they feel offended. No. Those that love the rebuke of God.
我不是针对那些基督徒说那些斥责他的罪，他就是反对你、抵挡你。我不是针对这些基督徒而说的，我是要那些拥抱斥责的。那如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
So even as there will be a judgment on the tongue.
甚至要受到审判的那个舌头。When
every idle word you spoke will be judged.
你说出来的所有一切的闲话都要受审判的。When
every evil word you spoke will be judged.
每次你说出来的那些邪恶的话。While
that will be happening to the Christians who rejected repentance from these two prophets.
看起来是拒绝这两位先知传讲的悔改，就是拒绝这悔改的基督徒。
And yet God sent these two prophets on a mission to rescue the church from apostasy, raising cripples, opening heaven, calling the cloud of God as evidence, letting the cloud cover me, envelop me.
因为神差遣这两位先知是要恢复教会的，这才是目标，就是打开天把雨水降下来，铲降站起来，这所有一切的医治神迹、神迹启示，呼叫下来神的天命云，从天把雨水降下来。神降下来，用他的荣云来遮盖着我，围绕着我。
In order to give evidence to this generation that please follow them. If you don't follow them, you're doomed.
要教给你，要证明给你，要教给你这个见证，要跟随他，要听他的话，要顺服他，不然的话。
Look, I have never done that on anybody.
看一下。 这样的事情我没有做过任何其他的人身上。看见只有站在内罗毕说出一个医治的宣布，那到处都发生所有的医治。我从来没有使用过任何一个人，他们是特殊，因为他们是被差遣来要预备你，为了成永远的国度，要预备你而被差遣的。你不可能忽略掉他，而这种恩膏，这种恩膏的放是从来没有过的。然后神说
that therefore there is no condemnation for those who have believed repentance, accepted repentance, turned away from sin, received Jesus anew, now walking in holiness, the narrow road of righteousness. There is no condemnation for them on that day.
因此现在拥抱悔改，拥抱圣洁，拥抱公义，走上这公义之路的，接受耶稣基督，然后跟随这两位先知的那天，就是看一下他们来说，就是就不定住了，他们不会出现在这白色大宝座前了，他们会出现在天堂的基督的台前。
To the Christians that love repentance and holiness.
爱悔改爱圣洁的基督徒，他们在基督耶稣里就不定罪了。看一下，就是以赛亚53章所说的一样，耶稣基督已经降到世界而为你的罪而死，就是传给我们的信息，就是神伸出来的手。以赛亚53章，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家行美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他承认担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。看一下，就是为了避免你在那天白色宝座前受审判。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Took away. He was pierced for our transgressions. No more transgression for those that love repentance and holiness and righteousness and listen to the gospel of the coming of the kingdom of God and prepare.
那些爱悔改、爱圣洁、抓住公义的、预备即将来临的弥赛亚，即将来临的王国的、即将来临的天国的弥赛亚王国的，你们那些人。这一年写出来的73本书都弥赛亚来提走了，
including that judgment before the great white throne. Those that will believe the gospel of repentance,
那些相信悔改的福音、圣洁的福音、公义的福音，并且听从弥赛亚通过这两位先知来传达的福音，我要来提走圣洁的教会，听从这福音的，要改变生活，然后活出圣洁的生活的。他为你而死，为你在这所做的一切，他已经付出了代价了，所以你那天会避免在白色大宝座的审判。
and follow the two prophets of Yahweh.
跟随这亚威两位先知的，来走到这神荣耀国度的。看一下，因他受的伤鞭伤，我们得医治。哈利路亚！对你们来说，就在这回来圣洁之公会里头的，神就拘留在这个帐篷上边，你们要庆祝。你们是悔改的，你们接受主耶稣基督，你们现在追求圣洁，要走在公义里头的预备神的国度的。哈利路亚！
The kingdom of glory is coming.
荣耀的国度要来了。
And by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
We know the creeper that walked in Rongai and another creeper in Kwale, Mombasa. Hallelujah.
因为我们今天看了。
I don't know how many miracles here, including a tumor that was removed, ejected by words, cut the tumor and cut them out of the body.
今天看到这两个残疾人都站起来，一个是蒙巴萨的，然后那个肿瘤就是他脱落的这个肿瘤，就是排泄的这个肿瘤，这一两天出现的医治。看一下我的话，我说出来的宣布煎掉了，端掉了这个肿瘤，我的宣布煎掉了这个肿瘤。
The brother said they could never, nobody could stay in the house during the time when she was sick there because of the smell of a dead body.
因为就是他这个人身上发出来的丑味，无法，没有人能够忍住。
I've gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上，对你来说，你的显化都被主弥赛亚来提走了，不然的话，你一天写出来的73本书，你只能下地狱去了。你不可能，甚至不可能跟他辩论，因为神都在记录。可是因为在这个，你得于释放了。看一下，你无法顶住这73本书一年、每年。看一下40年、50年、70年、80年。
And every time the thoughts, before the words come to the tongue, he has written down.
并且就是说出口话之前，你的想法，你的都在那记录着。
And yet he did not open his mouth.
是甚至没有开口说出来的。你的意图，他被欺压在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，他没有开口。看一下这所有的欺压受苦的都提走了，那这一代你们现在抵抗的是谁呢？
For the transgressions of my people, he was punished.
他像
assigned a grave among the wicked.
被羊牵的他也是这样不开口，因
he had done no violence.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
Now he died for your deceit.
看一下主为了你的欺骗，为了你的邪恶，为了你的显化，一年说出来的73本书而死在十字架上，你说出来的所有的一切诡诈，你一说出来，神就在那记录，甚至你不没有开口说出来的你的意图，心里的意图。看一下主的口中无法找出任何诡诈，他虽然为行强暴，口中也没有诡诈， 人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
Will prosper in his land.
耶和华却定义
That is how to overcome the many volume of books that you write with your idle words daily. Receive Jesus, believe the gospel of repentance, holiness, righteousness. Begin to follow the two prophets into the kingdom of Christ.
看一下，就是接受福音、接受悔改和圣洁的道路，听从这两位先知的讲道，这才是能够克服掉一年写出73本书的你的罪，然后神说只有一条路能够 避开这就是接受主耶稣，要相信这悔改圣洁的道路，要跟随这两位先知离开罪恶，拒绝邪恶，接受主耶稣，接受圣洁，接受公义，就要跟随这两位先知的主最荣耀的两位先知，要走这窄路来达到神的国度，那每分每秒
every minute,
every hour, 每个时间 every day, 每天
every week, every month, every year,
每个星期每个月每年
they wake up, they're always serving God, righteousness, righteousness, holiness, holiness, rebuking sin, always fighting for the cause of righteousness and holiness.
总是醒过来，圣洁圣洁，公义公义，悔改悔改，去走罪去走罪，总是把你带到这窄路，一直达到神的国度。
So if you know that your idle words have written many books,
如果你知道了你说出来的闲话能够说出能够写出这么多的多本书，看着你的邪恶，你说出来的邪恶的话，可是如果你转身回到主这里来悔改，那 你写出来的这么多本书当中能够得着自由，能够释放出来，那就跟我去祷告。强大的主耶稣，我说出来了闲话，我说出来了邪恶的话，我心中想出来那些邪恶的念头，然后说出来了，我今天彻底的离开所有的罪恶，接受你在我心中最有的主和救主，我请求你主耶稣基督用圣灵来充满我，并且神那圣洁的话语来充满我，在我心中建立你的公义，在我人生建立的圣洁，今天我接受你最有的主和救主，拒绝那邪恶的话显化，以强大的圣名而求，我今天重生了，阿们。